Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Andy Wyeth, who is the Chief Financial Officer of Nearmap. Andy, great to talk to you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Particularly what is such an exciting time for the organisation on a number of fronts. You're expanding into a number of different jurisdictions. You've just had a capital raising. Why don't we just focus on that? How are you actually deploying those funds that you raised?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. That's a good question. So, as you say, 6 months ago, we took the opportunity to go back to the capital markets and raise $70 million in pursuit of acceleration of our strategic objectives. So the business is going very well, and we can talk a little bit about that, but I guess it was the acceleration of opportunity that really we raised the funds for. So we're putting the funds to use in three areas, primarily. Those areas being sales and marketing in the US. We've seen good traction in the US with our sales and marketing efforts. Our growth in the US over the last 2 years has grown sixfold. So momentum really building in the US. So really now, rather than going for a broad brush approach, taking a narrow and focused approach. So targeted sales and marketing, opening up a regional office in a specific city, and then going very deep with one particular industry vertical and owning that vertical, that's the plan. And then as we see success with that that initiative, we can broaden the exposure of that office into different verticals and different geographies, but also copy-paste that model into other cities and other regions as well to allow us to grow in that manner. So that's an exciting initiative that we've already started to work on. Secondly, moving and expanding into Canada. So Canada, similar market conditions to the US, no one competitor owning space, highly fragmented. We already know we have demands for Canadian content through our US customers. So over the next few weeks, actually, with the snow melting, we'll start to capture our first images for Canada. And then we'll leverage our US infrastructure in the same way that we used, the same model we applied with New Zealand from Australia. We'll leverage our US infrastructure to move into Canada, sales and marketing and operations. So a capital-light method to move into a market, but again, something we're very excited about. And then thirdly, investing in product and technology. That's really our heartland. That's where our competitive advantage lands. So we're looking at three areas there. The first area, our capture technology, flying higher and faster, basically capturing more content more efficiently. Secondly, adding more utility to our product features, giving our customers more value and making them more persistent and sticky to our content. And thirdly, investing in new technologies, so artificial intelligence and machine learning. We're at the early stages of investing in that as well.
I suppose that's an important thing to consider, is that you are fundamentally and almost an R&D type business. So what's the stuff that you're working on that's almost over the horizon? I know you probably can't say too much, but it's an important consideration, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're born from technology roots as part of our DNA. And as we talked about, the camera systems and the software processing pipeline have given us that competitive advantage to date. And we continue to invest in that to ensure that we can stay ahead of the competition. But you're absolutely right. It's the new technologies that we're really excited about. And we believe that the leaders in the global location intelligence market will be those companies that can harness the value and the power of data and analytics. So our large library of content, which is ever growing and stretches back over a number of years, lends itself very well to machine learning, object classification, change detection. And it's that sort of those insights on top of our content that we think will add huge value to our customers, and so ultimately add huge value to Nearmap as well.
Now, there are a couple of points that you made around stickiness, the narrow focus, but the deep vertical. So how does that translate to, like, in your most recent results, where the annualized contract value, you know, rose quite impressively?
Yeah.
How do you do that, even though you've got like an what you refer to as a narrow focus?
Yeah, so as you alluded to, our latest set of results, very positive. In 2018, we grew 44% in terms of our annual contract value, so closing with a portfolio of $78 million. But what's pleasing is that we're seeing growth across all layers of our portfolio and all value bands as well. We put a lot of emphasis on managing our churn. As a SaaS business, a subscription business, the recurring revenue streams are important to us. So the first thing we do is make sure that we don't lose any of our existing customers. Indeed, we want to get more value from them. So providing additional content. So we've moved from being a single product company to a multi-product company. Has been very important to us. We continue that evolution with the rollout of 3D over the coming months as well. So very much focusing on adding value, adding tools and utility that embed us deep into workflows. And that's fundamentally what we want. We want customers to be, we want to be part of the success for our customers and be critical to their outcomes.
In terms of geographic jurisdictions that are on the whiteboard for targeting over the medium term, where's the next rollout phase going to find you?
Yeah, so Canada, as we talked about, is our fourth geographical markets. So hot on the heels of obviously success in Australia, the US and New Zealand. Canada's an obvious next step for us. We're very much
They're
focused.
All English speaking there. They so once you start getting into different language jurisdictions, does that make a big difference?
No, absolutely. That's a consideration. There are a number of factors that we consider when we're working out where our next expansion will come to. It comes down to customer demand. Yeah. So our existing customers, if we can move on the back of demand, that obviously makes an easier entry for us into a new market. The geospatial readiness of that market, market conditions, political conditions, language, culture, all of these things are factors that we consider. Europe, developed Asia seem to be the most logical next steps. But again, we want to make sure that we do this in a measured way. We're thinking about where those next that next expansion might come from. But again, it's earlier stages for us in terms of thinking how to do that. Global expansion is something that we're passionate about. But again, we've got a very full roadmap ahead of us, and being only 1% penetrated in the US gives us, we've got a lot of focus still on that market as well. So we've got a lot of things ahead of us just now, Tom.
It's a really exciting time for the company. We look forward to hearing more from you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.